In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Along with Andrew Kramer of the Star Tribune, and yes, we will continue to do hardcore previews of these football games, even though they don't have any playoff implications. But that does not mean no implications, Mr. Kramer, because Max Brosmer, undrafted free agent from Minnesota, will be starting against the Seattle Seahawks in this game. So what we get here is a layer of intrigue. So I want you to give me, let's start right out with this. Give me like a 1 to 10 how much intrigue you have for young Mr. Brosmer to get under center.
Oh, definitely an 8. It's up there. It's an 8. That's a solid intrigue rating because of what he's shown in the very tiny sample size so far in terms of the training camp practices, in terms of the preseason. I'm not going to get into the mop-up duty stuff because that doesn't matter. But when he was out there in command of an offense for drive after drive, and again, the little that we've seen, he has shown the poise. He has shown the quick release, as Wes Phillips mentioned, the quick mind to go along with it. I thought it was interesting. Phillips talked about how his mistakes were different than a typical rookie, how he was speeding through progressions and practices where not hanging on certain things when it needed a beat or two more, in terms of the route progression against a coverage. And so he said typically rookies are late to things. They are hanging on things. They're not moving quick enough. And so for Max, he's got the headiness to it. It's just he's going to see things he's never seen before. Mike McDonald, that Seahawks secondary, is incredibly good. They're going to disguise things. They're going to rotate. He's going to have to think as quickly as he's shown in these practices. But I'm really intrigued because this is a talented offense still. I think we forget because of how bad McCarthy's been at times. And when they are thrown catchable passes, they generally catch them.
Yeah, it's hard not to go down the Purple Purdy road and start talking about
like, Purple Purdy.
like what this could look like if he plays well, because we'll go through it. The Seattle Seahawks defense is an absolute nightmare. I mean, they are stacked from top to bottom and seemingly even getting better with some younger players emerging for them. But the thing that we saw really early on from Max Brosmer was a command of what he was being asked to do. And that's just something that of all the quarterbacks they've brought in here who are not first-round draft picks or expensive free agents or veterans who have been around a while, so I'm thinking of like the Kellen Mons or the Kyle Sloters, even probably Taylor Heinicke, like those guys along the way. And Heinicke ended up having a career, but usually you don't see them take a snap, drop back, find where they're supposed to go with the ball, and deliver it quickly and on time.
Accurately.
Like those, if you can check off those boxes, you've gotten pretty far down the road in the NFL. And even when we're just watching him, and we don't watch practice during the season, but when we're watching him during training camp or even during warmups, you see how well he throws the football. And you see some of that anticipation. I think that was the thing that really stood out to me in that preseason game against Tennessee. They did play some good players in that game. And I remember watching JT O'Sullivan, and when he likes an anticipation throw, he'll draw a big A a bunch of times in a bunch of different colors. There were numerous A's on the screen, and that's the thing. Like, it really stood out to me that when we talk about the rhythm and timing of the offense, it's supposed to come out before the guys are out of their breaks. And I think that Brosmer has an ability to see that, where, and it's hard not to compare him to J.J. McCarthy, who's much younger than him, just as a human being, that you know, Max had played more college football and is a couple years older. But you can see those throws come out of his hand when you go back and look at the tape before receivers are out of their breaks, throwing to spaces, throwing to vacancies that we hear talked about a lot. So all the things that we've gotten in our own quarterback school from Kevin O'Connell over the last year or so about what makes good quarterback play, Brosmer, in the small amount that we've seen him, has checked a lot of those boxes.
Yeah, and he'll still have to learn, like McCarthy does, how to layer passes in, what is open in the NFL versus open in college. That's stuff he's been learning since he joined the Vikings. But while he doesn't have the strongest arm of McCarthy, he can touch passes in there. And his accuracy over the middle from, the little bit that we've seen has been very good. So we just haven't seen him in this setting. You're right. Like, Jeffrey Simmons played in the Titans game. Like, they did play some good people in that preseason finale. And so you saw him against real NFL pressure, but you didn't see him against real NFL coverages. Like, no one's going to be game planning a preseason finale in any way, shape, or form. So that's what I want to see, is how does he look like when Devon Witherspoon looks like he's playing a certain coverage and he wants to go that route, and then suddenly he looks up and it's not. Like, we see Sam Darnold struggle with that still. My intrigue's an 8. But I have relatively decent expectations for it. Like, I expect him to be coached in a manner with Kevin O'Connell that gets the ball out quickly. I expect Brosmer to follow the plan and get it out where it's supposed to. And that's why I think that they're going to at least look decent with him under center. I just don't know how prolific it's going to be.
I feel like we've been talking to people about him for a really long time. I wrote before training camp a story with his offensive coordinator at the Gophers and his QB coach. And what everybody kept saying is that the cheat code that he has is really his mind for the game. And I think that you have to believe that based on the results of how far he's gotten as an undrafted free agent. Because when John Wolford got here, someone who's been in the league before, someone who was with the Rams, they could have easily said, all right, we're keeping the veteran as QB2. This guy mostly knows the system. He's the one we would trust. And no, it's been Max Brosmer. My understanding is that nobody works harder, smarter than Max Brosmer, that, like, he is, even when he's not getting reps, he's taking reps himself, calling out the plays. We saw him after practice. I mean, we've seen it all year long, but even Aaron Jones said that he would stay after practice with Max Brosmer, which speaks to Aaron Jones as well. A star running back who's in year whatever, staying after practice to work with the undrafted free agent on some throws is pretty cool. But I think that all those things that you hear about the dudes who make it that aren't supposed to make it, we have heard about Brosmer.
Yeah, and a story I heard this summer from when Brett Rypien and Sam Howell were here, Max was talking about how, because I was asking about Josh McCown, I was doing a story on him being one of the many guys who's helping raise J.J. McCarthy, and this was obviously back in August. And Max talked about how, I bother Josh too much sometimes, and to the point where his teammates, Sam Howell and Brett Rypien, told him, dude, like, you don't get this kind of coaching everywhere. Like, maybe lay off a little bit. Like, don't bother the coaches so much at, you know, midnight, like, away from the facility, those kinds of things. But that's how Max was wired. And Max said, like, you're the guy. Everybody here was the guy when you show up to the NFL. We were the guy in college. We were the guy in high school. He said it took him a minute to get rewired in the NFL of, like, I'm not the priority here, which he said was fine. Like, I totally get it. But that's how he's wired. Like, he just was incessantly asking questions and wanted to know. And you've heard O'Connell talk about the good questions he asks in meetings as well. Like, he's not afraid to speak up. He doesn't act like he wasn't acting like QB3 when he was. And now that he's QB1, guys say, hey, he's been acting this way the entire time.
And Greg Harbaugh, who is the offensive coordinator with the Gophers, when they were recruiting Max, he would go to New Hampshire and meet with him. And they installed the offense in a coffee shop. And then by the time they came back, he was already running all the plays in, like, their spring practices. So he's got that element to him. Does he have the physical tools to be a playmaker when things break down? I think that's what is the biggest question for me about what Brosmer can be. And even in a game like this, because there are question marks at left guard and left tackle, we don't know what's going to happen there. And if he's playing with two backups against this defense, which let's get into for the breakdown here, this defense for the Seattle Seahawks, to me, is elite. Their edge rushers DeMarcus Lawrence, but also Derek Hall has been a guy who's really emerged for them. He had 8 quarterback pressures last week against the Tennessee Titans, which is, I mean, that's like superstar level stuff. So he has started to emerge for them. And I think their interior, their two defensive tackles, are as good as it gets in the entire NFL. Byron Murphy, a top draft pick. Leonard Williams, a former top draft pick. Thank you to the New York Jets for just feeding great defensive players to all the Vikings opponents, I guess. How do you think that with a young quarterback in there, they will try to manage against such a prolific front?
Yeah, I expect this to be a big Josh Oliver, CJ Ham, heavy personnel type game, which they were already trying to do to an extent with JJ McCarthy as well. But I think when you look at the Seattle front, you're right. They've got a bunch of talent on there. But when you can force them to put their third defensive tackle on the field, kind of bulk up a little bit more. Tennessee tried to do that, and they tried to run some play actions off of it, and Cam Ward did find some success both running and throwing off of those bootlegs. So I expect some of that. And Tennessee was able to at least move the ball and put up some yards on them with a rookie quarterback, no less. So I expect them to try and do that against Seattle. What I don't want to see, and what I'm sure the Vikings don't want to see, is them to get put into third and long situations where Brosmer has to push the ball downfield, because this Seattle team, like you mentioned, is so good. They're really good when they rush with 3 or 4. They don't blitz very often, but when they do, they have the NFL's highest pressure rate. It's, I think it was like 60% when they rush 5 or more. So they're very good, Mike McDonald is, coming from that Ravens school of things, of disguising things on the back end, sending rushers where you don't expect them. If the Vikings are stuck in a known passing situation, it might not be good news. So that's why I expect heavy personnel, Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason, try to control the game that way. Look, it was 10-6 in Green Bay. Like, it wasn't the end of the world with how they were trying to do that exact thing against a similar defense in Green Bay. I just think Seattle's defense is a little more well-rounded. Iman Worry, the safety, can play a Kyle Hamilton role, drop in there, and be very disruptive down low in a way that I don't think Xavier McKinney is for Green Bay. So Seattle's got a little more ways to attack you, and that's why I'm interested to see how well this approach that I would take would end up.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let me give you a couple of FanDuel lines for this game, Mr. Kramer. The Vikings are 11.5-point underdogs against the Seahawks on FanDuel. Do you think that they cover?
I do, actually. I do, because that's a huge spread.
It is.
In the NFL, I don't feel confident taking many teams with that big of a spread. So I would take the Vikings to cover that. I do think it's going to be more of a defensive struggle than we think. I think Brian Flores will have some things up the sleeve that bother Sam that don't lead to him putting up 30 to 40 points like that offense is capable of. What we get out of Max Brosmer and the Vikings, I do not know. I think that's kind of a little bit of a mystery box in terms of what we're going to see from them. But I do expect ball control. I don't expect a ton of turnovers because Seattle doesn't force a ton. They just play kind of boring, sound defensive football that forces a lot of punts. And we'll see how many times that's going to be for the Vikings. So, yeah, but I do expect them to cover. Absolutely.
Okay, Max Brosmer, 169.5 yards on FanDuel, over under.
I would say under, just because Seattle's given up 1 300-yard passer all season. It was Baker Mayfield. Baker Reagan Mayfield is his middle name. I learned that.
I had no idea either.
He's pretty good. So does Seattle's defense. Like, that secondary is incredibly good. They're sound. Kobe Bryant, Iman Wari at safety. Their three corners that they can put on the field, as Justin Jefferson referenced this week, are also very good. I think that is going to keep the lid on Brosmer a little bit, and that's why I think it'll be under.
All right. Thank you for the hardcore breakdown. Yep. We will see what happens as always, and thank you for your time as always. Thanks, Andrew, and we'll talk to you later.
Football.
Football.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.